PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is seeking to reform the nation's organ transplant system. According to Kennedy, the change is coming after years of documented patient safety data failures and repeated violations of federal requirements. Transplant experts say there's been a spike in people revoking organ donor registrations due to increased incidents of attempts to remove organs from patients who had been mistakenly declared dead. A new poll of the upcoming New Jersey governor's race shows which issues animate voters.
The survey from Quinnipiac University has taxes as the top overall issue for voters at 30%, followed by ethics and government at 14%. Those were the only two to hit double figures. Republicans and independents named taxes as their top issue as well, but it came in third for Democrats behind ethics and government and health care. And when it comes to New Jersey's relationship with President Trump, half of respondents want the next governor to stand up to him, while 47% want a more collaborative approach. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And New Jersey News brought to you by the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation. Whether you're an elite athlete or just someone struggling with pain, Dr. Jody Serra at the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation cares about improving the function of your body. Go to lesspainbetterhealth.com to learn more. A New Jersey community is celebrating after coming together to help find a 10-year-old dog that had been missing for weeks. Rocco, a French bulldog from Vernon, ran away from his dog walker in August. That's when friends, neighbors, strangers, and even a nonprofit called Hound Hunters of New Jersey pulled out all the stops to get Rocco home.
We were out hiking, hanging up posters. We were putting cameras out with feeding stations. And
volunteers also flew drones, and they searched the woods on ATVs until Rocco, 10 pounds lighter but none the worse for wear, was lured into a cage with a cheeseburger and returned home. Travelers who fly in and out of Newark Airport have faced a lot of frustration this past year with flight delays, ground stops, and staffing issues. And those frustrations manifested themselves in the latest J.D. Power survey that ranked Newark Airport dead last in customer satisfaction. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Is it going to cool down for the weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next substantial chance of rain is Tuesday into Wednesday. Until then, we'll enjoy various flavors of pleasant weather as we go from warm and sunny today to cooler and crisp this weekend to warming up again early next week. Mainly clear skies and comfortably cool tonight. I can't rule out a little sprinkle as our cold front moves in. Lows tonight will average upper 50s across the state. And then tomorrow's highs, lower 70s. A far cry from today's 80s, but still a nice day tomorrow with sunshine and some clouds. Sunday looks like the cloudier, cooler day of the weekend with highs around 70. And worth noting, the coast could get clipped by some sprinkles Sunday morning. Monday, partly sunny and warming up again for the first day of fall. Highs will reach into the mid-70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Union 83, Long Branch 82, Vineland 90. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Peter Michael Law, personal injury attorneys. New Jersey born and raised and a warrior in the courtroom. Follow at Attorney Pete and get more info at PeterMichaelLaw.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.